The State Department is advising American travelers to not visit or to reconsider travel to large swaths of Mexico. And overall, the State Department is advising travelers to exercise caution traveling anywhere in the country. Our senior field correspondent, Jorge Valencia, is reporting from Baja California Sur, the state with the country's second highest homicide rate, also home to the popular tourist destination of Los Cabos. Good morning, Jorge. So where exactly are you and what does it look like?
So I'm in Cabo San Lucas, and this is a very popular tourist destination. Most of the people who come here are Americans, so it's a little bit of a strange place. I mean, it's definitely in Mexico, but it also has very much a feel of the U.S. I mean, there's an area with bars that looks like any bar area that you've seen on any beach town in the U.S., maybe, I don't know, San Diego. I've also been visiting some resorts that are here, and it feels kind of like a chunk of a golf resort in Scottsdale broke off and landed at the bottom of Baja California Sur. And there are a lot of people here. I've been walking around. I've been meeting people at resorts. I've been meeting people out on the street. It seems that people are still coming here in droves.
And Jorge, what are hotel managers saying about this violence? I mean, the fact that this is the state with the second highest homicide rate in Mexico.
Yes. So I have actually spent the last couple of days speaking to business people here in the area, because obviously you really want to get a temperature for how serious things are. You try to get a gauge for how much it's affecting people's wallets. In fact, there was a case very visible just a few weeks ago that I've been presenting to these business owners to get their reaction on. And it's a case at the end of December in which six bodies were found hanging off of bridges on a highway that basically any tourist has to drive by. It appears that this was drug trafficking related. Like I said, I've been speaking to hotel managers about this. One of them is a man named Robert Logan. He runs a resort called One and Only Palmilla, and here is how he presented it.
Did I receive calls from some of our clients coming in for the holiday season in terms of that? Yes. But that's normal. You know, anyone bringing a family in would like to pick up the phone and speak to the general manager and say, you know, how's everything going? And for us, as I told them, it's business as usual. Everything is fine. My family are here. We go out and about. We're not perturbed by it. And there wasn't one person that didn't get on a plane and come here.
And he and others followed it by saying that they are taking this very, very seriously. In fact, there's a partnership between the private sector and the public sector and the government in which they invested close to $50 million over the second half of 2017 on a five-point security plan that includes security cameras across town and includes actually a new naval base here in the area. So it seems like this is something that they're taking very seriously and they're taking a very proactive approach on.
And clearly there are still a number of travelers, and you've spoken to some. What have they had to say?
I've just been trying to speak to as many people as I can, doing what we call in the businessman on the street interviews. I've met people from the Northeast, from the Midwest who are running from the cold, people from California. And some of them know that actually the State Department issued this travel advisory. Some of them are not familiar with it, but it seems that either way, people are not very fazed by it. I spoke to a 25-year-old woman. Her name is Courtney. She works as a beer sales rep in Milwaukee. Here's what she had to say.
I mean, it definitely makes you a little bit more aware, a little bit maybe nervous when you're getting to maybe a cab that, you know, they don't exactly speak English or whatever. But I don't think, you know, you're on vacation, I think you forget about it. I mean, we're in Milwaukee, which the crime rate's like extremely high. You just try not to go to those places and hope that you're not going to be a statistic. But I don't think it makes it any less like amazing here. That's for sure.
So at least right now, it sounds like the violence isn't affecting the bottom line?
That's what it looks like right now. I mean, and these are the figures that hotels and hotel associations are giving me here. They said that 2017 was a really good year for them, that the holiday season, which is a very popular travel time down here, was very good for them. They say that that their occupancy actually went up, and that they saw an occupancy of about 70% across the region here, which is 70% for anybody who's in this industry is actually an occupancy that most hotels would actually be quite pleased with. At the same time, the thing is that very sadly and also kind of scary, Mexico has seen an overall increase in homicides, a lot of it related to the drug war. I think that this is something that will be worth revisiting a year from now or 2 years from now.
KJZZ Mexico correspondent Jorge Valencia reporting from Baja California Sur. Jorge, thanks as always.
Thanks so much, Steve.